Welcome back to another episode of Inspired Parenting. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com, where we like to focus on nurturing brilliance in our children and building self-esteem and strong relationships. That's my main focus and passion in life, is really building great relationships between parents and children. And on this episode, I want to share one of my kid bits, which is from my book, Kid Bits, Inspiration for Parents, which are quick little tidbits of good thoughts to pull us back into being the parent we really want to be. And this one states, "Have you told your child today how wonderful they are?" Now, this kid bit sounds obvious, doesn't it? But you'd be surprised at how many parents forget to tell their child that they're wonderful or that they love them. I mean, we've created such busy, stressful lives that we're always thinking that, you know, things will calm down tomorrow or the next day, and then we'll get to those important things. But that time never seems to happen because the crazy, busy life goes on and on every day. And then before we know it, our children have grown up and we haven't said, "I love you," or "you're so wonderful," nearly enough. And more importantly, our child hasn't heard it nearly enough. And they haven't grown up with that message being put in their head over and over again, reminding them of how valuable they are to everyone as well as themselves. I mean, we're really quick to notice the faults in our kids, or getting them to do something because we're racing out the door, or what to do right because we see them doing something wrong and we really want them to fit into the world and we want them to be successful, so let's find all the faults and get them corrected. And then we're focusing more on the faults than on the good things. You know, it reminds me of, you know, previous generations. It used to be that if you told your child how great they were, they would become conceited or it would go to their heads. So parents would do the opposite and not compliment them, but instead pick on them, which is probably where a lot of us learned that behavior. And the crazy, busy, stressful lives that we're living these days has just amplified that. And so, you know, thinking about what you want to do differently with your children and with your parenting, and sending out really good messages, those positive messages over and over again, instead of those other ones, and looking at what we do subconsciously that tells them they're not okay. So a perfect example is, I used to pick on my kids when they were little if they made way too much noise. So if they were in playing really loud, even if it was good noise, they were playing really loud. For some reason, and I didn't even notice this at the beginning, I would stop them and say, "Oh, guys, why don't you go and clean your rooms? Or why don't you go and get ready to go?" or something. I would deflect their attention so that they would stop making so much noise and move on to something else. And I caught myself one day going, "Why am I doing that? They're having a great time. They're just being really loud at it." And I realized that when I was growing up, my father, who was very stressed, if we made too much noise, he would make us stop and say, "Stop that, go and help your mother." Or he'd find a chore for us to do, but it would always be that it would be anger. There would be anger behind what he was saying. And so I realized in that moment that my kids were getting this message from me, that having a great time or being loud and boisterous, even in your laughter, wasn't okay. They were getting, and I was sending out the message that I might be angry at it. And it fascinated me when I caught my own behavior and realized what message I was giving them. So in that moment, I changed my way of being because I became conscious to what I was doing. And, you know, a lot of these are some of the things that we cover in the Nurturing Brilliance Parenting course, where becoming more conscious to what you're doing that you haven't been conscious to before. And so this is a really powerful one, because you want to make sure that if you are doing something subconsciously, you're doing it from a place of love and you're reinforcing their value. So take this opportunity, this tidbit, and have you told your child today how wonderful they are? Take it and grab that opportunity every day to tell your child how wonderful they are. Notice their gifts and their talents and their strengths and their good traits, and remind them often. Don't try to correct the faults, but actually reinforce and enhance those good things. And be honest. Don't do it from a fake point of view. Tell the truth. But find those good things to notice, because there's always so much good. And you know, the more we focus on that good, those good things, the more we start to really notice all the good qualities in our child, and we start to appreciate them a whole lot more. Don't assume your child knows you love them. Tell them they're loved, so they know that for sure. This reminds them of their own value and reminds you how lucky you are. And this is how you raise a child who oozes self-confidence, and you create solid, loving relationships between you and your child that last through anything. I hope this has been helpful. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com with a tidbit for today. Have you told your child how wonderful they are? And I'd like to tell you how wonderful I think you are for listening. Thanks for being here, and join us for another episode.